don't want to sound cliches, but I think we're sort of at a crossroads in terms of what type of organization we are. And I think we're at a crossroads in this community in terms of what transit means to this community. Do we want to make a decision at the local level that transit is important enough to our community that we're going to properly fund it so that it can properly serve our community?
Roig said that he would recommend to the HART Board of Directors that they ask the Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners, or BOCC, to enact an ordinance providing for the sales tax, subject to the approval by voters in January, to raise the county's sales tax in order to generate funding for HART. 5 of the 7 county commissioners must vote to pass the ordinance, something they have refused to do in the past. A half-cent sales tax increase could raise $110 million per year for HART.
The nice thing about sales tax is it's spread out throughout people that come into our county that don't necessarily live here but use our services. For instance, people that come in from Pasco, people that come in from other places, and Pinellas, et cetera, and also tourists that may use the streetcar and things like that. They help pay for the service in our community.
August and November 2008 are alternative dates that a referendum for the sales tax could be placed on the ballot. But Roig said that placing it on next January's ballot would be best because the Super Homestead Exemption referendum will be on that ballot as well. David Persaud is the chief financial officer for HART. He said that because of the state legislature's mandate that property tax revenues be reduced, HART's budget faces cuts of $4.4 million.
The net result was that we amended the budget by $4.4 million, or 7.5%.
Those reductions would come first from vacant, non-bargaining employee positions. 7 positions were eliminated, resulting in a savings of $660,000. Then, operating expenses were reduced by almost $2.5 million. That left $1.7 million to be cut from services and routes. Persaud proposed eliminating the positions of 3 Teamster Union employees and 23 Amalgamated Transit Union, or ATU, employees, for a total of 33 positions cut from HART's proposed fiscal year 2008 budget. Vanessa Cephas, vice president of ATU 1593, thought the board proposed cutting too few management positions at the expense of laying off bus drivers and maintenance workers.
I'm concerned about all of the people that are non-management. And when they come and ask me, what does this mean? I tell them, well, we was told that our jobs are secure. Because how can you eliminate the people that actually do the work? You know, and that's why I ask them, why don't we start at the top for the overlapping jobs to try to save money, which I will come up with a proposal to see so I can show them that you can save money here by cutting out some overlapping positions higher up.
Hillsborough County spends considerably less per capita than most other Florida counties on transit, and about a quarter the Florida average. It spends less than half as much as Detroit, the closest city in size that does not have rapid transit. Bob Potts is the general manager of planning and development and public relations for HART. His staff analyzed the ridership and costs of all routes and presented their recommendations for service cuts. A total of 16 bus routes were impacted. 3 of them were eliminated. In others, there was either an elimination of a segment or the frequency of trips was reduced. But Potts said that only underperforming routes were affected.
The ridership loss is estimated to be 2%. And we are reducing the total amount of revenue of vehicle hours by 6.5%, which would indicate that the cuts that were made, the services that we targeted, are underperforming, and that the routes identified for cuts will have the least amount of impact if cuts have to be made on the riding public.
But the ATU's Vanessa Cephas thinks that Hillsborough's bus service should be increasing, not being cut.
This is a growing town. I don't understand the cutting the service and if there's any potential of cutting the people that operate the service, I think that's absolutely ludicrous. This is a growing town. This is not a town that needs to be going backwards right now.
The only rate changes that were proposed involved so-called paratransit fares. They used to cost between $2.60 and $5.20, depending on the complexity of the trip, but now all paratransit fares will be $3. WMNF asked Roig whether the HART Board of Directors has considered challenging the constitutionality of the state legislature imposing limits on HART's property tax funding source.
That's a very interesting question. If I was a county, I would. I think, again, I haven't done the research, and I'm a lawyer, but I haven't done the research into this stuff. But it seemed to me when I was listening to what was happening, and I went to the forum up in the one where the legislative delegations interacted with the county and the city, and they were able to make presentations. And I was surprised that the county, that counties have not taken the position that the state cannot impose that by a bill, impose that on the county. Our organization, I believe, would operate differently because we're a creature of statute. So I believe that for our organization, just like a municipality would be a creature of the legislature. So if the legislature has made you, I believe the legislature would be able to modify you. The counties are different. But for us, I don't believe that that's a viable alternative.